People don't just buy a latte, they buy what that latte represents. It's not just about coffee, it's about identity, community and belonging. The marketing, more than campaigns, more than artwork and design, it's experience, consistency and emotional connection. Experience-focused marketing, don't just sell the product, sell the moment. So let's break this down into action. Welcome to the Marketing Factory, where we don't blend in. I'm Marissa Candy, founder and award-winning marketer. And for over two decades, I've helped businesses think differently about their marketing and achieve powerful results. In this podcast, I'll share proven strategies so that you can create profitable marketing campaigns that drive real impact for your business. Ready to turn clarity into action? Let's get started. Have you ever noticed how Starbucks isn't just selling coffee? They're selling an experience. Walk into any store and you don't just get a latte, you get a little slice of community, a personal connection, and yes, sometimes a collectible mug that makes you come back again and again. Take their Been There collection, location-specific mugs that encourage customers to visit multiple stores. It's clever, simple, and incredibly effective. Starbucks understood something many brands forget. It's not just about the product, it's about the experience, the engagement, the emotional connection. So today we're going to break down what makes Starbucks marketing brilliant, why it works, and how you can adapt these strategies to grow your own business. So let's go. The first lesson from Starbucks is clear: experience over product. Sure, the coffee's great, but it's the atmosphere, the staff, the little rituals, the red cups at Christmas, the barista who remembers your name that makes customers feel special. Now, think about your business. Are you selling just a product, or are you creating an experience that customers want to be a part of? Starbucks turns simple purchases into small events that customers just simply love. And what does this do? It drives repeat visits, social sharing, and importantly, word-of-mouth marketing without any extra marketing spend. Starbucks excels at community engagement. Their campaigns aren't just national ads, they're location-specific initiatives. The Been There Mugs campaign, for instance, encouraged people to explore different locations. Customers start to feel connected to the brand as a larger part of the community. This principle applies to any business. Think about it beyond the transaction. How can your campaigns make customers feel included? How can they interact with your brand in multiple ways? And can your local stores or teams run campaigns that tie into national initiatives without losing that kind of personal touch? Next, Starbucks understands brand personalization and, most importantly, how to leverage it. They personalize everything from the name on the cup, location-specific collectibles, and seasonal drinks tailored to culture and taste. Right? They're not just dumping something in where it doesn't belong just because it's a national campaign. This isn't just gimmicky. It's psychologically powerful. Personalization signals that the brand understands you, your values as a customer. And for businesses with multiple locations, the takeaway here is to provide localized experiences without diluting the brand. You got to use personalization to create loyalty and repeat visits wherever possible. Think about ways to reward exploration, whether it's visiting multiple stores and trying new products or engaging on social channels across your group. Let me know how you go with that. Here's another lesson. Starbucks never compromises on consistency. Every store, every barista, every campaign follows brand standards, and this experience is recognizable no matter which city or suburb you live in. Because what do we always say here at the Marketing Factory? Consistency builds trust and loyalty. It reassures customers that they know what to expect and strengthens the overall brand. And for a multi-location business, this is what you need to do. Create your brand playbook. Standardize your messaging, your design, and your tone to allow local adaption, but keep your core elements consistent. Just quickly, if you're a business owner struggling to see results from your marketing, or you're overwhelmed by the thought of marketing your business, we can help. Book in a call with my team using the link in the show notes, and let's get your brand thriving without the struggle. Now, back to the episode. All right. Now, finally, Starbucks nail emotional storytelling. Okay, you just got to fall in love with some of the campaigns that they run, from their holidays initiatives to the sustainability messaging. Starbucks communicates a narrative that connects with people's values and their lifestyle. It's not just about coffee. It's about identity, community, and belonging. So for your business, emotional storytelling can be any of these things: sharing customer success stories, highlighting your team and your culture, connecting campaigns to larger causes your audience cares about. This is what turns customers into brand advocates. People don't just buy a latte, they buy what that latte represents. So let's break this down into actionable strategies you can implement for your own business. All right, one, let's create collectibles or some limited editions even. If it's small, something tangible encourages repeat visits and conversation. Gyms have a key tag for a reason, remember that. Two, localized campaigns make each location feel special while staying aligned to the national brand. Three, experience-focused marketing. Don't just sell the product, right? Sell the moment, the ritual, or a feeling your product creates. Number four, community engagement. Use your social media campaigns, in-store events, loyalty programs to create a sense of belonging. Number five, personalization. Tailor your communications, offers, or experiences to individual customers or individual customer groups. The more you can talk to that one person and understand their goals, their pains, the more your message will resonate. Number six, consistent brand standards. Every single touch point your brand is across must reflect you clearly, either online, in-store, any kind of customer interactions. And number seven, emotional storytelling. Tell stories that resonate with values, the lifestyle, or aspirations of your audience. Don't just tell stories that no one's really interested in. Everything for a purpose, yeah? Number eight, encourage exploration where you can. Incentivize your customers to interact across multiple locations with products or sharing their experiences. And nine, reward their loyalty. Loyalty programs, special offers, and recognition makes your customers feel valued, and valued customers keep coming back. Finally, number 10, measure and iterate. Track what drives engagement, foot traffic, and conversion, and then optimize campaigns accordingly. So there are your key takeaways: that marketing, it's more than campaigns. It's more than artwork and design. It's experience, consistency, and emotional connection. Starbucks teaches us that small, clever ideas like location-specific collectibles can drive traffic, loyalty, and engagement. Multi-location businesses can replicate these lessons by aligning local execution with national brand personalization, experiences, and creating community. So don't underestimate emotional storytelling, because it's the glue that keeps customers coming back. So to wrap up, marketing like Starbucks isn't about copying their coffee. It's about adopting their principles: experience over product, consistency across locations, community engagement, brand personalization, and emotional storytelling. You want help building marketing frameworks, campaigns, and experiences that grows your brand across multiple locations? We'd love to hear from you. I'm Marissa Candy from The Marketing Factory. Go ahead, send that message. Connect with us online and across the socials, and we're going to aim to deliver one clever experience at a time. Thanks for tuning into The Marketing Factory. If today's episode helped bring clarity to your marketing strategy, please leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. And don't forget to subscribe on your favorite platform. Stay connected with us on the socials at The Marketing Factory or at The Marketing Factory AUS, and let's keep turning clarity into action.